Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second, the shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second, the second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Biggs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Biggs. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pickering. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Self moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Self scores. Seeds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to third. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to home to get Pickering. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Pickering steals second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pickering scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Kress moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggs strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering bunts towards third. Rothrock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to second. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Pickering scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Charlie Biggs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver bunts towards first. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to Kimsey covering. Safe. Jolly moves to second. Andy Sponardi pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pickering bunts towards the mound. Kimsey juggles the ball. That's an error on Kimsey. Sponardi moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Olson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Sponardi now playing second base. George Stumpf now playing left field. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to home to get Funk. Self moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Self scores. Seeds moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sponardi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-4 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Andy Sponardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spinardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to Kimsey covering. Safe. Alexander scores. Spinardi moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey fires over to first and Sullivan drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Spinardi scores. Oliver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-4 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.